When the Nashville Metro Transit Authority announced this month that it was changing the name of its service to WeGo, that was just the first step in the rebranding process. Now the public bus system is trying to improve a different part of its image, even though it could end up hurting how much money it makes in the short term. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
MTA brought in a little over $1 million last year in advertising revenue, and about half of that came from ads on the outside of buses, including a large chunk for those huge ads that wrap around the entire bus. One reason for getting rid of them is to give more prominence to the bus service's new name and logo, but the agency also sees other benefits. For one, those wraparound ads often cover windows and limit visibility from inside the bus, which passengers don't like. And more generally, says spokeswoman Amanda Cleland, they can make the buses look uninviting.
You know, people don't know whether or not it's a city bus or whether it's a bus for a company that has purchased a full wrap. We're not sure whether or not the type of advertising is something that, you know, might turn somebody off from giving it a chance.
In other words, the lucrative advertising could be steering away potential passengers. So the MTA board will vote this Thursday on a new policy to do away with all ads on the outside of buses for the foreseeable future. Instead, the agency will try to make up the revenue from other sources. For example, putting more ads at bus stops rather than on the vehicles themselves. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.